It starts with a meeting on my work calendar. I block out an hour. But it's not a meeting with other people. I just want to make sure I'm not interrupted. I close my office door and lock it. Maybe it would be more fun to leave it unlocked. But even I'm not willing to be that risky. It's not that I can't make it through the workday without coming. It's that I just don't want to. I don't need to get off, but I want it. It's been like that for as long as I can remember. I'm just insatiable. I love to please myself. I spend a lot of time doing it. I keep my toy in my purse. It's small, discreet, but effective. It looks like a tube of lipstick. With the office door locked, I hold my little handbag. I take out my vibrator. I know what I'm doing is wrong. That's part of the thrill. The risk is a turn-on. I could be caught. I could lose my job. That's part of the allure. I feel so naughty. I dress so conservatively. Dark suits, knee-length skirts, button-down blouses. Nobody can even imagine what I'm really like. It's my secret. I sit there in my big leather office chair. I kick up my heels. I slowly unbutton my silky blouse and pull down the cups on my satin bra. I tease my nipples. I whimper quietly. I fantasize about someone walking in on me. It doesn't matter that the door is locked. I want to be caught with my legs up and my perky tits exposed. I push my skirt up. I run my hands over my soft satin panties. I trace the lips of my hot little pussy. The smell of my sex fills the tiny room. I fantasize about being caught. I want to be blackmailed, forced to offer anything to save my job, anything at all. I want to be fucked right there at my desk. But it's just a fantasy. Instead, I please myself. My hands know just what to do. I cup my perky breasts. I circle my nipples with my thumbs. Ugh, they're so hard. I tease them. I pinch them. I gently twist them. I close my eyes. I moan, just a bit louder than I should. I want to be fucked. I need it. I touch myself through my panties. It's torture. I push them to the side. I want someone to be rough with me. I want to be used. I slip a finger in my cunt. It's dripping wet. I tease my clit and penetrate myself. My heart beats faster. I moan again. The first orgasm is always a slow wave. The kind that comes from grinding against someone and working myself up. I keep my finger in my pussy. My thumb on my clit. With my free hand, I tease my nipples, and I come. But I don't stop there. One is never enough. I turn my little toy on. It hums to life. I want to be fucked. I want a tongue on my clit. I want to be someone's whore. I push the vibrator to my clit. I rub it gently. I pull it back. I love to be teased. I play with my firm titties. I put the toy back. I apply more pressure. It's intense. Little shockwaves pulse through my body. My lips start to quiver. I want to be put in my place. I pull the toy away again. I tease myself again. I tease my nipples. I press the vibrator just below my pussy and just above my ass. My entire body trembles. I come back to my pussy. I want to finish. I need to finish. I slip two fingers into my hot little cunt. I use the vibrator on my clit. My legs spread wider. I desperately want someone between them. My body starts to spasm. I bring myself right to the edge. I pause. I can't take it anymore. I can't hold out any longer. And I come again. The second is always more intense. Massive waves of pleasure wash over me. I bite my lip to stifle my moans. I come so hard. I sit there relaxed. I have plenty of time left in the hour. Eventually, I lower my legs. I stand up and straighten my skirt. I button my blouse. I go to the bathroom to refresh before going about my day. I go to other meetings and sit there wondering what they would all think if they ever found out. I smile, knowing it's my little secret, or our little secret now. Promise not to tell.